Knowing God. Islam teaches that what God's essence is, or what He looks like, should never be points of concern. Humans can relate to God through the ways in which He has chosen to be known and appreciated, namely, His attributes as revealed in His divine words and His observable actions and fingerprints all over creation. Attributes and fingerprints. God, according to Islam, is not a distant, unconcerned, or silent God. This is abundantly clear throughout the Quran. For example, God declares that in every instant He is nearer to every human being than their jugular vein. And indeed we, God, have created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him. And we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Quran, chapter 50, verse 16. He certainly knows whatever their bosoms conceal, and whatever they say and do in public and in private. Nothing is hidden. Everything related to them is exposed before His eyes. I am all aware of what you conceal and what you reveal. Quran, chapter 60, verse 1. And verily, your Lord knows what your breasts conceal and what they reveal. Quran, chapter 27, verse 74. He hears their words, sees all their circumstances, and knows whatever they are going through or have been through. He is never inattentive or uncaring. So let them be calm, peaceful, and confident. Fear not, verily. I am with you, both hearing and seeing. Quran, chapter 20, verse 46. Humans can understand God's attributes, since they possess or experience them in some manner, in varying degrees, and in a mode appropriate to their human capacities and finite nature. Qualities such as hearing, seeing, compassion, and patience have been woven into their being. They are immediately familiar to them, and they can practice them spontaneously, even though only God possesses them in an all-encompassing, absolute manner. So they can use their own attributes as a unit of measurement to recognize God's eternal and perfect attributes. Through His divine names and attributes, humans can get a feel for God and His presence. Each name and attribute touches a particular chord, awakens a new consciousness, supplies a different need, engenders a special affection, and allows a close and dynamic relationship with God. In a noble Quranic verse, God asks to be sought by His names. To God belongs the most beautiful names. Call upon Him therewith. Quran, chapter 7, verse 180. Such as the forgiving for forgiveness, the healer for healing, using the attribute most appropriate to what humans are asking for. Humans do not need to, nor should they, look for miracles or extraordinary phenomena when they look for God. They need only look within, at their natural selves and around them, at the natural world, to discover God. A watch implies a watchmaker. The evidence is even stronger for living creatures, from the largest planet down to the most microscopic creature, as their design is far more brilliant and complex. So, a world implies a worldmaker, God. The miracles of God's creations are as manifest in the smallest as in the most gigantic of His works, in the construction of an ant as in that of an elephant, in the complex structure of cells as in that of galaxies, in deep, tiny underwater crevices as in the rushing rivers and high mountains, and in the warbling of birds as in the roaring of thunder. The whole of the cosmos, being continuously filled and emptied of living beings, stands as a comprehensive sign of its creator and a vast, inexhaustible book describing its single author. The Quran, in hundreds of verses, does not merely ask, but provokes and appeals to the eyes, ears, and minds to open up to the universe and think of its wonders in order to know God. One such motivational verse of the Quran says, "Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, in the sailing of the ships through the sea with that which profits humankind, in the rain which God sends down from the sky, with which He revives the earth after its death and spreads in it every kind of moving creature, and in the veering of the winds and the clouds which are held between the sky and the earth, there are signs for people who use reason." Quran, chapter 2, verse 164. What makes humans different from other creatures is their need to be intellectually convinced. The Quran constantly appeals to reason and abounds with verbs that urge humans to acquire knowledge through reliance on the mind and also the senses through careful observation. Such verbs include tafakkur, contemplation, tadabbur, deliberation, tabasur, insight, tadhakur, resemblance, tafaka, comprehension, ta'akul, reasoning, nazar, contemplative looking, itibar, deriving lessons, and tawasam, understanding signs. The Quran reminds that creation speaks of the Creator. Though God is invisible, His existence and aspects of His character are revealed through His work. Do they not look into the realm of the heavens and the earth and everything that God has created? Quran, chapter 7, verse 185. Do they not look, by way of reasoning and conclusion, into the realm of the heavens, including the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky, and the earth, including the forest, the oceans, the mountains, the animals, the birds, the insects, and the trees, and everything that God has created? All the incalculably, innumerably, infinitely myriad creatures of God which fall under the umbrella term things. Quranic interpretation by Al-Qasimi, Mahasin al-Tawil.